fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 6th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, here at Republic Broadcasting, begin every day, Monday through Friday, with the Pledge of Allegiance. We have with us Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the correct and proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to do the pledge for us. Everybody stand. Face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John, and good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. So your ongoing looking into what's going on in your neighborhood about the cloud shot, people's awareness of the cloud shot. What we're particularly interested in is the growing awareness or lack thereof of people recognizing people dying and being injured from the cloud shots. And, of course, the new pandemic coming up soon to be happening. Any updates on that, sir?
Well, as far as what I'm hearing is, most people I'm around and associate with, both friends and relatives, do not plan to take the second go around or adhere to the mask mandate, et cetera. I mean, of course, there's always those few that you come across, and you know, like I've heard other people say, you see them driving down the road by themselves in the car with a mask on. You know,
but right.
I'm sorry.
Deputy, is there a college or university in your county? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a junior, I call it junior college, a community college.
Right. I just wondered what activity is going on there regarding mask mandates and so forth, if you're aware.
They haven't made it mandatory yet that I've heard, but I can certainly find out. I'm going to do a security detail for a ball game Thursday evening, so I'll find out.
Okay. All right. Well, be in touch. I want to encourage you and everybody to be in touch with healthcare professionals, doctors, and nurses to find out what's going on in your neighborhood in terms of live births. Are they the same as they were 2020 or before? Are they different, higher or lower? I think most people making inquiries are going to find out that babies being born all across the country are dramatically less than they were in 2019 or before.
Well,
so go ahead, Deputy.
I do know that at our local hospital, they did not have a maternity ward. And before the pandemic, they opened up one. However, due to the lack of births, as you've heard from other places across the country, they've shut that back down and opened it up to general
population.
Okay,
I'll get some details here. The pandemic began in 2020. When was that part of the hospital opened up, and when did it open? If you know that.
Well, approximately about a year before the 2020.
Okay, so there was an obvious demand because so many babies are being born in your county to spend the time and the money to open this up. So they opened it up, and it was open for what, a year or two before they shut it down?
Yes.
Okay. Getting some hard numbers would be helpful.
I'll try to know what
we know. The numbers we're looking for is babies being born 2019 and earlier, and what happened in 2019 and 2020 and 2021. Those would be the numbers we'd be looking for.
Right. Okay. I just want to add that, I don't know how many people out there were Jimmy Buffett fans, but he was from Pascagoula down the street from me. And on the same day, a good friend of mine passed away, so I spent Labor Day at the funeral, but right. It was a good day other than that. I hope you and Chase and lovely Mrs. Moore had a good day off and enjoyed Labor Day.
We did. Thank you for asking us.
Your ride in your Triumph, so that was good.
Those
hills up there, I know they're mountains, but they're nice and good ride when your weather's nice and clear.
That's right. Well, today's a beautiful day for that. High in the low 80s and low humidity. So I'll probably have either the Triumph or the motorcycle out, one or the other. Okay. Well, thank you, Deputy.
Be careful.
Thank you. Absolutely. Anything else before we get away?
God bless. Take care. And, of course, please get ready. I know most of your listening audience does, but it's about to break, I think. And it's actually a cool morning here in Mississippi this morning.
Well, good.
So
enjoy it.
Of course, kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. And the prepper tip of the day is to inventory your library. If you have several hundred volumes, you might want to use the Dewey Decimal System, and you might be surprised at what you have and maybe surprised at what's got out and didn't come back. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and the prices are very competitive with local supermarket. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It's always great to be here. I'm a bit
good
groggy.
With us.
Bit groggy this morning. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but still plan on passing on hopefully some good information that people can use.
Well, yes, it's not huge news, but it's news. Next week, President Biden is awarding the Medal of Honor to former Captain Larry Taylor for what he did to save four men that were trapped by the Viet Cong in Vietnam. Very tough situation for all those men. The helicopter he used was only meant to carry two people, the pilot and co-pilot, but he managed to get out of there with himself and four other guys. And a helicopter wasn't meant for that. These guys are hanging on for dear life as he lifted off from that that landing zone under heavy fire. I'm glad they're rewarding the Medal of Honor more than half a century later. It was 1968 when this all took place. And I'm glad this is finally happening. It's too bad President Biden is making the award rather than President Trump, but at least he's getting it right chance.
Right. And, you know, first of all, congratulations to those men. They went through a lot. And, you know, I think you're talking about the old Hueys.
No, it wasn't a Huey. A Huey can carry a pilot, co-pilot, and I think six or eight men. This was an Apache attack helicopter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, only meant to carry two people.
But that's the most positive thing that I've heard Biden say or do, I think, since he took office. That's pretty sad, huh?
Well, it may be. It may be.
I do have an article, John. I'm only going to read 2 minutes of it, but I think you would like to know this, and I think that your listening audience really needs to know this as well. Do I have your permission to do so?
Please, go ahead.
This is by Gerald Celente. You know who Gerald Celente is?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Celente and his prognosis. You know, he's an economic forecaster, right?
Yes, sir. I get his In the Trends article once a week, and this came in this morning. Runs on banks are going on right now. His co-host Gregory Manarino from Trader's Choice wrote this. Remember this, nobody knows until everybody knows, and when everybody knows, it's already too late. There's a phenomenon going on right now, which is almost getting no attention from the mainstream media outlets, and for good reason. If people were made aware of what's happening, the entire financial system would collapse, and here are the facts. In early 2022, capital outflows from the major banks began to see a massive spike. In fact, as of May of this year, bank deposits alone were lower by $1 trillion. Moreover, this trend is worsening. Not only are bank deposits dwindling, but people are pulling their cash out of these institutions at a record pace. The term is called unbanking, and more people are doing it. I am certain that moving forward, more people are going to be unbanking themselves in greater amounts, and that is a serious problem for the banks. People have had enough, and a quiet revolution against these institutions appears to have thankfully begun.
Well, no surprise there. And Celente has been accurate in his prognostications for decades, hasn't he?
He has. Actually, his track record, he prints that Trends magazine a month in advance, and his track record is great. I mean, it's amazing how great it is. He's very talented. Prepare yourself, though, if you're going to watch his show on YouTube. Just the language is... Let's just say I was in the Navy. I've heard this, but it's pretty raunchy. But just know that in advance.
All right. Well, I'll do a segue here. Tucker Carlson is interviewing Larry Sinclair, the homosexual lover of Obama, Barack Obama.
I heard about this.
That's it's about time. And maybe... Mr. Sinclair will reveal some details about Big Mike also.
There's also talk about divorce now that the information is out. There's talk about divorce as well. So, I don't really choose to spend too much time on that ex-president. But, everyone knew. Yeah.
At the time they were married, it was illegal for a man to marry a man. So there's nothing, once that's brought out, there's no need for a divorce because the marriage itself was not legal in the first place.
Well, I think she's talking about divorce because of the embarrassment, right, now that it's out. That he's been not only outside the marriage, but still has been with other men. So, no surprise. Wasn't even a citizen of this country. But, I just don't choose to spend a lot of time with him,
Yeah, well, that's just upcoming. Carlson has been doing some really cutting-edge interviews, hasn't he?
He has. Well, he's probably one of the few out there, don't you agree, that is telling the hard truths. I mean, people need to wake up and listen to his show because he handles all the hard topics, and he's very, very proficient at it.
Up to a point, on Newsmax last week, they had a plastic surgeon pointing out the plastic surgery that Joe Biden's had. And they showed two photographs of Joe Biden, one with a attached earlobe and one with a detached earlobe. They didn't go the next step and show that there's actually two Joe Bidens right now, not one Joe Biden who's had plastic surgery. But they're getting close to that. I'm sure within those offices at Newsmax and Tucker Carlson and the rest of them, they all know there's two Joe Bidens, the real one and the fake one. And the sooner that comes out, the better off we all are. What do you think?
Well, John, I mean, you probably know this, but for security purposes, most presidents have had body doubles. That's what they call them. So if they were entering an area, like to do a speech on a podium or something like that, they bring in the body double first, right, to see if there's any threats. So that's actually pretty common. But in this case, this person, this other Biden, has been standing up,
we gave the State of the Union,
the podium doing speeches.
Right. The United States Capitol building is incredibly secure. And the fake Joe Biden gave the State of the Union in January. Right. So that's not acceptable. Kings, presidents, dictators, potentates have had body doubles for centuries. There's nothing new about that. But the public needs to know that the fake one is acting on behalf of the people in the United States, and he's not been elected. You know, and as I mentioned, he gave the State of the Union address. So that needs to be revealed publicly, and I hope it's done soon. So the more we talk about
it, the more attention. Biden falls down steps and trips and is confused as to where he's at, too.
Only if
that
he's
might
supposed
be
to.
One of the reasons. Go ahead.
Only if he's supposed to.
Only if he's supposed to.
He's a professional paid actor, obviously, doing what he's instructed to do by the people who employ him. So if he's supposed to be a bumbling fool, he will act like that. If he's supposed to deliver a perfect State of the Union, he'll deliver a perfect State of the Union. Whatever he's told to do, he's an actor. He'll do it.
Yeah, I agree. One more topic, and then that's all I have for today, is I'm not a huge fan of Alex Jones, but every once in a while he comes out with something that catches my ear. He interviewed, I saw this yesterday, brand new. He interviewed one of his sources, apparently, that is like at the top of TSA, a decision maker.
Right.
And that director of the TSA or whatever, Homeland Security, whatever that is, was overheard by someone saying, we need to start training and preparing all of our agents for implementing mandatory masks by the end of September and lockdowns by November are also a possibility. Now, this was in a closed meeting. Now, I have not vetted that. That comes from Alex Jones, but I just you'd like to know.
Well, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks ago that Jones put out some similar information. So this is just reinforcement. And you know, I've had private sources tell me the same thing, that the mask wearing is coming, the lockdowns are coming again. It's becoming a coffee shop talk in my neighborhood. People saying, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm not getting a vaccination. They can take that mask and put it where the sun doesn't shine. And that's the attitude in my neighborhood. How about where you live, Chance?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few neighbors I talk to, and they're taking that just a little bit step farther. They're saying, if anyone in our community, any retail business, requires us to wear a mask, then they will not be getting our business. We will go elsewhere. Now, I like that. I like that. You got to put your money where your mouth is, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, we shall see. So you're all getting your heads up, ladies and gentlemen, as to what we believe is coming and the time to get yourself prepared for this spiritually and emotionally, maybe physically, is right now. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And do you have any specials or new products to tell us about here, Chance?
Yeah, not this week, John. Not this week. We are taking this slow time right now to do our annual inventory a little bit early. Normally we do that in October, which allows us to find out exactly where we're at. And look at the items that are, you know, doing really well and the ones that are not. So the good news is we're about three quarters of the way through the inventory. We are very, very well stocked. I hope that brings some comfort to a lot of people that know what's coming. We're very well stocked, and we're here for you. So if you have any questions, personal questions about how to prepare in your particular location, give us a call at 737-400-2066. And John, I want to take this minute to talk to your listeners personally on your behalf. Folks, John Moore and I have broken bread together. We worked I guess, in the same circles for many years, going all the way back, John, to 2012 when I had ASW back then. Right. And John, you're tirelessly, providing solutions to these problems that we're dealing with, right? And you give these prepper tips on a daily basis, and you talk to a lot of people and help them as well. And so, folks, please support John. Go to thelibertyman.com. If you don't have some of his amazing products, please take a closer look and get those, because some of these items that he has, like the rocket stove, can save your life. It's just very, very important. And if you need further help, give John an email. John, what's your email for people?
It is thelibertyman@aol.com.
There you go, thelibertyman@aol.com, and see if you can set up a consultation. That much wisdom, it is hard to find these days, and so I just encourage everyone listening to reach out and to support John and John, all the work that you do.
Well, thank you. I have a consultation coming up. I'll be traveling to Dominican Republic by charter plane when it's cold. In fact, I have another consultation with a lady in California later today. So I look forward to those, and it is a lot of fun for me. Before we move on, you have a special pack you put together to help my show and help listeners out also. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's the Liberty Pack that can be found on our website. Just type in Liberty, top right-hand corner, in the magnifying glass, or go to thelibertyman.com and click on that rotating banner. And just type in Liberty, and that'll come up. That's a great variety of fruits and vegetables. This gives you kind of a sample, a taste of, the other products that we carry. And understand, I forget that I'm on this show every week, and I don't, you might have some new listeners. Folks, all of our food is at the minimum non-GMO. Many of our products are 100% organic. Most of our products actually come from outside of the U.S. due to the use of glyphosate and these genetically modified seeds. Our fruits and vegetables are grown slowly. Actually, that's called naturally, the way they're supposed to. And you'll note that they have more flavor than the fresh fruits and vegetables in the store. And that's because they're grown slowly, and that's where you're getting your flavors from, the minerals in the soil, right? Sure. Full of vitamins. Freeze-drying process doesn't heat the food. It freezes the food and vacuums. It provides a high vacuum at the same time, thus putting the food kind of in stasis, right? And that's why we have up to a 20-year shelf life on our food. And all of our food is packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags that are resealable. So here's what you can do with our food that you can't at your local store. You can pull out some broccoli or cauliflower, for example, take out what you want just for one meal, reseal that package. You don't have to put it in the refrigerator, just put it in the pantry. And you can go back 6 months later, and that food is just as good as it was the day that you opened it, right? So you're not throwing away food. This is huge. This is very important. And, John, I don't think I've mentioned this in a while, but that investment in food right now is the, I can't think of anything else, John, is the best investment for the future. What do food prices hold in 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years? That's the question that you need to ask. We have many packages available, including the Liberty Pack. Also, our grand assortment, which is an amazing one-year food pack, enough food for one person for a year or two people for 6 months. So give us a holler, and we'll help you through it.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic, and there's a link at my website under products to check out Simply Clean Foods. Chance, we got a caller on hold here. We got a couple of callers. The first one is Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Good morning. Now, seems to me that this upcoming mask mandate sort of thing is a little strange. They have some new variants out, and maybe one of them is a little bit worse. It was on Wrench.com. He had a little article on it. But what I'm noticing is some heavily vaccinated people are sick these days, and one of them I know has been getting sick a lot, you know, repeatedly. In the last year, and you know, these are just flu-like sicknesses, and
right.
Some principal and vice principal were both had COVID, and other people were getting it from them in a school, but they're still showing up, and nobody else is supposed to. So
right.
Maybe they're just trying to spread it. What I see here as a likely part of a role of all this activity is, you got a lot of people opposing all this stuff now. So they're engineering more and more division by forcing these things on people. Now, Jeff Rentz also had an article on N95 masks, the science of these, and how, if they are properly used, I mean, how in the world are you going to seal the edges? Don't ask me. But they block even the tiniest particles because of, I guess, hydrophilic adhesion. It all has to do is touch it, and it'll stick, and maybe electrostatic reasons. But most of the transmission, I would expect, comes from larger particles coming out of people's mouths, which have thousands of these things in it. Now, he's also had Dr. Kevin Stillwagon on recently, and Dr. Stillwagon was a very amazing guy that Chris Steiner had brought to us here, and I have even communicated with him. But he's talking about one of the things he talked about on the clips that Brent had played was that the lipid nanoparticles are very dangerous as well as the mRNA and the spike protein that's, of course, generated from them. I just wanted to put those ideas out into the mix. I think Rents has come up with a lot of good stuff. He came up with a chlorine dioxide is crazy thing recently, and I thought about it. And it's funny, when chlorine dioxide came out, they're all saying it's a magic thing, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is great. I'm not really thinking. I mean, it's a form of bleach. It hits everything. It's indiscriminate. It could oxidize anything in the body, so it's going to get rid of bad things, but I don't see that it in any way should be specific to select out pathogens only or spike protein. I mean, come on. It's going to affect every piece of matter that can be oxidized. It's all based on oxidation reduction potentials and stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. Any comments on that, Chance or John?
Well, you wear an N95 mask for more than a few minutes, you're really going to hurt yourself because of the carbon dioxide buildup. It's for a very short term. Even an hour would be a long time for an N95. You're going to hurt yourself if you do it more than that. And all these other masks.
So what's the solution? I mean, these things aren't that dangerous right now. But
right.
Bill Gates said that the next one will really get noticed. And this is not. These new little variants are not what Bill Gates is talking about. So I don't know. Why they're doing this little pricking everybody with this at this point.
Well, here's the answer to your question. They can't have the mail-in ballots unless they have another pandemic. That's the whole thing behind it there, Dave. Chance, you got a follow-up on this?
Yeah, on the sorry, Dave, on the chlorine dioxide, not only did I study a little bit, but I manufactured some myself. You understand, and you're absolutely right. It doesn't discern between good and bad. But for those that use it, you're not supposed to use it every day. And if you do, Dave, what you're supposed to do is to put good probiotics back into your system. It's like taking biotics, right? They kill everything in the gut. You have to put good probiotics back in the system. That's just my comment.
Well,
there.
That's exactly what Dean Lloyd was pointing out, that it kills the gut bacteria. He was on Ingrid's show on the first hour Saturday, and he's a sharp guy. So that was interesting. There's good and bad of it, but I don't know. If you really need it, if you really got a problem and you really need it, it makes sense, but it's a hammer that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, I don't think. But
Dave, though, that has, I don't like to use the word, but, especially on air, the C word, stage four, they're pretty desperate at that point, and they're trying to avoid chemotherapy and radiation.
Oh, yeah,
That's one of those times, yes, sir.
Well, chemotherapy is pretty general hammer, affects the whole body, too, so make a smart choice, whatever it is.
That's right.
Okay, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Kevin in Tennessee. Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks again for the energy cleaner. I use it every night, and it definitely helps.
Right.
The next thing is, I heard last night that we have 14 operational aircraft carriers. of those, 10 or 11 are usually out on the blue seas, and currently at the moment, only one is out in the ocean. 10 are back in the USA. And could this possibly be a Pearl Harbor event?
Could what be a Pearl Harbor event?
Well, like in Hawaii, having our ships back in there at port in their harbors instead of out there projecting course.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer that. Tuesday, the first hour, we have a former U.S. Navy officer who might be better qualified to answer that, or perhaps Jeff Nyquist, the third hour today.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll give a holler back. Thanks.
Okay, Kevin. Okay, thank you for the call. Yeah. These ships are very maintenance intensive, and of course, an aircraft carrier is part of a task force. Is typically 11 or 12 ships total. They don't travel by themselves, do they, Chance?
No. They have a support fleet that goes along with them for resupply, for security, et cetera. Interesting, though, because I've never heard, and I like to follow this kind of, I've never heard of only one carrier group being out to sea. This is strange.
Well, there's two navies. There's the Pacific Navy and the Atlantic Navy, and they've been in competition for more than a century. But the Atlantic and the Pacific Navies, they both have one carrier task force out at least at all times. So it would be highly unusual to have only one out. And I don't know which ocean they're in, the Pacific or the Atlantic.
Especially in our political situation right now with China and North Korea and Taiwan and everything else, in the Middle East. I that sounds crazy.
Right. And the whole concept of warships is becoming very at risk also because of the torpedoes that can go more than 100 miles an hour and missiles that can go five times the speed of sound. We don't have defenses against either one that I'm aware of. Are you aware of any defense?
We do, and we're starting to now gear up. The F-22 Raptor is now equipped with lasers. Primary laser, and that's faster than any missile. However, we don't have a bunch of them. We've got some of them on our destroyer class and some on our carriers now. The newest carrier, I think it's the Gerald Ford, is also equipped with a laser. But, those are pretty quick and accurate.
Well, good. Maybe there's some hope there. Well, that would be for incoming missiles. What about the 100-mile-an-hour torpedoes?
Laser doesn't do a lot of good underwater, sir.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's no laughing matter. Yes, even a slow-moving torpedo coming at something as big as an aircraft carrier, they can't move around the water like a sports car, can they?
No, and they have some countermeasures they can use for torpedoes. They've been around for a long time. But today's technology, I mean, you can't even keep up with it. China and Russia are creating now jets that are in excess of 4,000 miles per hour. Now, that's moving, brother. I mean, the SR-71 was at, 3,800 or something, Blackbird? I mean, that's moving. So, yeah, you can't keep up with the technology. And this stuff's expensive, very, very expensive.
It is insanely expensive. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, there's no slowdown in the culture war. This former champion swimmer, Riley Gaines, is making a lot of headway, isn't she?
She is. I like her. She's very outspoken, She's been a target, against these I don't know what to call them anymore, these he-she athletes. But she's very vocal. I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, well, I say more power to her. I'd love to interview her. But I read an article she wrote recently, or interview with her. Initially, her and the other female athletes, they were befuddled. They were scared. They were frightened. They were hoping that a man, a real man, a coach, or someone in authority would speak up on her behalf to protect them. But after a short period of time, the women athletes all realized none of the men were speaking up. The regulating authorities, the coaches, no, there was remaining silent. So she decided she had to speak up herself because she was left with no choice, was she?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely not. She wasn't left with any choice. There was, not too far from you, Oklahoma, I think it was, there was a school, high school in Oklahoma that allowed this man to go into the girls' locker room, he/she, and something interesting happened. The parents decided that they were going to come together in unity, and all of the girls were pulled out of the sports program. As a matter of fact, they had to shut it down, the sports program, because all the girls quit at the same time. And I think that's what we need
to
do.
Good for them. That's exactly what needs to happen.
Stand up, you know. And
that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah.
And and then, of course, the parents need to be going to the school board and saying, what the hell are you doing allowing men in the girls' locker room? Good for them. I say good for them. And of course, the school year has just begun all over the country. And I hope you're paying attention wherever you might be, you parents and grandparents. Boys don't belong in a girls' locker room. And there's, I'm sorry if the boy's mentally ill and believes he's a girl. That's his problem. The non-mentally ill adults need to stop it. That's what they need to do, don't they, Chance?
That's right. John, what would you do as a grandfather if you were out with your granddaughter and you took her into a restroom and a man entered that restroom and your daughter came to, your granddaughter came to you frightened? What would you do?
Well, I've actually said this live on the air. If I was with at the public swimming pool at the beautiful country club nearby, and I saw a man entering the girls' locker room, I would take immediate action, and it would not have a good ending for the mentally ill man who believed he was a girl. If I was arrested, I would smile all the way to the jail.
There is a viral video out of these two black women that pulled this white guy out of a girl's restroom, and well, but he exposed himself, let's be clear, to this little girl. And these two black women beat the snot out of this guy the way out of the place onto the sidewalk and kept beating him.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can identify them and get their contact information, I'd love to interview them and give them a couple of attaboys for doing so good.
That's right.
That's what needs to happen all over the country. The parents and the grandparents need to stand up on behalf of these girls so that they'll be protected and safe. That's what needs to happen nationwide. Absolutely. The insanity needs to stop. I was talking, and I mentioned this before, not far from me, a 45-minute drive, is the University of Missouri Science and Technology, a world-class university of engineering. They now have restroom facilities for the female students who believe they're cats to relieve themselves in litter boxes.
Oh, jeez.
You can't make this up.
What?
Oh, yeah. You can't make this up. This is real. Absolutely. And
they identify as cats.
Yeah, they're called, there's a name for them, furries. It's mostly women. I think there's some young men who are mentally ill in that way also.
Oh.
But they dress like a cat. They make cat sounds, may have a tail hanging off their butt. The University of Missouri at Rolla, Science and Technology, is accommodating these mentally ill women with the litter boxes.
John, what is this world coming to? Just when I think things can't get any crazier, you say something like that. I'm just like, unbelievable. And the parents, where are the parents at in this? You know, you talked about grandparents. There's a lot of areas around the country, of course, California being one of them, New York, Connecticut, I can go on and on, where it's liberal land, right? And these parents are encouraging these children to do some of these crazy, insane things. And the grandparents are old school. They need to step in and maybe knock some sense into their kids. It's like, this is not healthy. Whatever you're thinking about doing, changing your sex, it's not healthy. There are long-term repercussions for these type of decisions. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And normalizing mental illness is what this is about. Expecting normal people to recognize the mental illness as normal is the goal. Well, it needs to be resisted by any means necessary. And physical violence is what's necessary to remove a boy or a man from the girls' locker room, the girls' restroom, then that's what needs to happen. I'm not advocating permanent damage or permanent harm, but pulling that boy out, pulling that man out, and if he resists, pull him out anyway, because that's what needs to happen to protect the girls. And no apologies. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Company!
All right. That's the future scenario you just heard of the U.S. Marines stationed in Washington, D.C. to remove the fake president from office. I wish. Well, Chance, it's always good to visit with you and get your thoughts on what's going on in the world. And you have a refrigerated warehouse full of excellent food ready to ship, don't you, sir? You're on mute, Chance.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. So, our inventory is almost complete. We have copious amounts of long-term storable food, many, many, many years of food on hand. Just a reminder, in our limited time we have left, John, I'm thinking you might agree we can remind our listeners out there to look at their budget, maybe spend a little bit less on non-essentials, and put those funds into either precious metals or having some cash on hand, quite a bit of cash on hand in the immediate future might be a wise idea. We do accept precious metals for trade in food. So folks, if you're a little short on cash and you want to swap some of your silver or gold or whatever for food, we're open to that. So what do you think about that, John?
Well, you're very creative in the way you conduct business, making it as easy as possible for people to get what they need. And I congratulate you for doing that, Chance.
No, I meant, but do you agree that people should maybe start spending less on non-essentials and putting some money to the side? Because
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree, absolutely. And we're already seeing it with discretionary spending for sporting events. Silliness, expensive vacations is being cut back, and that hurts the economy on one hand, but on the other, people do what they need to do, don't they?
They do. And here's something that it's kind of new. I mean, yes and no. There's all these subscriptions out there that people you sometimes don't even use. You can get streaming service from Disney, Paramount, NBC. You know, things that you couldn't normally find somewhere else. And before you know it, you got Amazon, Netflix, you got like five or six streaming services all at $20 a month. That's $100 a month right there that you could be putting in your savings, in your account. So, you know, cut where you can. You know, you got to have balance in life. You got to be able to relax at the end of a day and maybe watch a good movie. But at the same time, do you really need five streaming channels?
Right. Well, I've got all the TV I want to watch. 10,000 plus channels didn't cost a penny. And there's ways to do that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Chance, as always. We appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. And what a guy. He's, if there's such a thing as a Renaissance man, that's my friend, Professor McKinney. I've been called a Renaissance man also by some of the lawyers I work with over the decades. So I know a Renaissance man when I see one. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.